Chapter 8.
Things happened quickly after Luke's departure. Valen was released from Mon Mothma Memorial Medical Center and returned to Jedi custody. Silgall installed him in her own medical facility again, in a more secure chamber, and let him recover from sedation. Though not anxious to face the escape attempts she had every reason to believe would come, she knew that endless sedation would have a damaging effect on Valen's health. The bounty hunters were mentioned in newscasts, not as bounty hunters, but as a special missions force answering to the office of the chief of state, officially part of her security detail. Their names were not mentioned. Jaina, who had inherited Ben's task of assembling data on them, noted those details and copied that broadcast for her own reference. The morning after Luke's departure, Master Hamner called a meeting of the Jedi Masters. He also invited several Jedi who were not masters, but who were influential in the Order, including Leia and Jaina. They met in the Master's chamber, sitting among the circle of chairs once used by the old Jedi Council. Additional seating had been brought in for the assembly. There were, in the face of the Unification Summit and Luke's farewell, more masters on Coruscant than could be routinely accommodated. Master Hamner began without preamble.
It seems clear that some of our recent trouble, the public reaction that gave the government so much of its leverage in its action against the Grand Master, arises because of the general public's state of ignorance concerning the Jedi Order.
There was some nodding among the Masters at this statement.
It is my intent to demystify the Jedi Order to the public as much as is reasonable, without impairing our effectiveness. I'd like for one master to volunteer to be the subject of documentary coverage. That master and his or her apprentice will be accompanied on an assignment or two by a documentary crew. The story they produce will be broadcast with, I hope, the result of making the Jedi more sympathetic in the public eye. Volunteers?
No hand raised. Saba Sebatine said,
This one is perhaps too ferocious for a documentary children will watch.
I think perhaps you're correct, Master Sebatine. No one? Ah, Master Remus, thank you.
Master Hamner consulted his datapad.
An independent producer has contacted us about his plan to create a holodrama about the Jedi. It sounds like mindless swashbuckling adventure, which ordinarily would stir me to some midpoint between apathy and contempt. But in our current situation, I think it will work in our favor. I have denied his rather naive request to consult our archives and record certain sequences in the temple.
There were sighs of relief among the Masters.
But I have promised to put forth the request that a Jedi Master serve as a technical consultant, and will give my permission to one who does. Here, too, do we have a volunteer? I will not insist. Ah, Master Durin, you just won me 50 credits. Thank you.
Sitting in one of the chamber's permanent chairs, Cam Solisar, obviously the loser of the bet, scowled. Now Master Hamner's manner became more grave.
Finally, we have some bad news to face. We have been informed by the Office of the Chief of State that effective immediately, Jedi will be accompanied by government observers.
Several Masters, as well as both of the Solos, raised voices in protest. Leia said,
Are they trying to cripple our effectiveness?
Hamner waved them down.
One observer will be assigned to each master-apprentice pairing, and one to each Jedi operating solo. My apologies, Leia, Jaina. I mean each Jedi operating unpartnered. Their stated objective is to act as a gentle reminder to their Jedi of alliance and local laws. They will not have access to the secure areas of the temple, but will otherwise be able to accompany their Jedi most of the time, particularly outside the temple.
Kip Durin heaved a sigh. There goes my social life. Jaina's expression was a fixed frown.
Please tell me that we're not going to do this.
Hamner shrugged.
Actually, we are, for the time being. But I have retained the firm of the Grand Master's advocate, Noara Venn, to initiate a legal suit intended to strike down this government measure. Until we have some progress there, though, we simply have to endure this inconvenience. Observers will be assigned in stages over the next several days. Masters first, beginning tomorrow.
As the assembly left the chamber, Jaina was still wearing her frown.
I'm too young to begin harping about the good old days.
Leia ruffled her daughter's hair.
You're getting there. Just wait. You'll be talking about those blasted kids next.
Mom!